It's time now for West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly is brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time to keep you up to date on news, events, and what's happening in the quickly growing western part of Stanley County. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. And now, West Stanley Weekly.
Good morning, Leon, and good morning, Stanley County, here on West Stanley Weekly. We thank you for joining us this morning. This is Tate Osborne, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Locust, and I'm joined by Miss Emily Jones, our events coordinator for the City of Locust. And Emily, are you finally over the turkey coma that we were in last week?
Yes, feeling good.
I tell you what, Emily, I went to the beach, and I pretty much did nothing but sit around and eat turkey sandwiches, macaroni and cheese, and watch football for about 4 days.
Was the beach nice?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I was too...
Oh.
I felt too bad to get up and walk down and look.
I was kidding. In Florida, and it was so nice Saturday after Thanksgiving that we were out on the beach in my bathing suit. It was 75 and sunny. It was beautiful, and we've had some cold weather, but...
Yeah, it was really nice. We had mid-70s down there last week, and it was a good chance to get around. It was quiet, which I like, so good time just to get away and get some rest and get recharged, but here before Christmas. But we do have, we're kind of winding up on our Christmas, our events here. I know the Christmas season has just gotten started, but people's trying to slow down, I guess, and get ready for family events and such. But I do want to remind you that the filing for office opened last week, and we do have several candidates already filed for office here in Stanley County. There's some high-profile positions, I guess you could say, Board of Education positions that are open this time, and County Commissioner positions that are open. So, you know, there's a lot riding on this election. I feel like this is going to be a big election. I think voter turnout is going to be good. It's a presidential election as well. So a lot of good things coming up. We look forward to that, and just get out and support these guys, and find out what they're really standing for, mm-hmm. where their stances are, so you can make a good educated decision when we get ready for that. Now, moving forward, speaking of Christmas, we do have our good friends out at Mineral Springs Baptist Church out in Oakboro. They still going to be hosting their Christmas Village, and the Living Nativity this weekend. They had it last weekend. I didn't get a chance to go out. I do plan on going this weekend. It's the 11th, 12th, and 13th. This will be the last weekend, and it's from 6 to 8 mm-hmm. out there at Big Lick Festival Park. Ted Henson and all those guys do a great job out there with activities and stuff. But they'll have hot chocolate. They got a Christmas Village. They got a Kids General Store, a train ride for the kids. And then the Living Nativity is awesome every year. So,
and it's not just hot chocolate.
No.
It's Mamu's hot chocolate.
That's right. It's Mamu's hot chocolate. She fussed at me last week, but she said, thanks a lot. Now I go out and buy 20 more gallons of milk. But Mamu, I'll say this. I don't think our listenership is going to get you 20 more gallons of... I hope it does, too. But we'll see. We'll see. But get out there and visit those folks. They work hard. This is not something that you just put together in a week. Mm-hmm. So get out there and support that event. I know they'll appreciate it. You'll be blessed by it.
Yeah, also coming up this weekend is the Locust Police Department has been looking forward to their Shop with a Cop program. This is the first year that Locust has hosted their own Shop with a Cop program. Last year, they partnered with Baden. But this is something they're doing for kids at local schools from Locust, Stanfield, and Oakboro Elementary Schools. They've picked some kids who are, you know, underprivileged and may not be getting as big of a Christmas as some of the other kids, and they're going to be able to take them shopping. They've actually got all the gifts and things thanks to donations received from the community. The kids will get to go to the Locust Community Center with those cops and pick out some nice Christmas presents for themselves. So it was a great job from Locust Police Department, and something exciting that we got to bring to Locust this year. And something new, a new event that we're hosting in Locust on December 19th is a Breakfast with Santa. And this is for kids with families or kids and families. They get the chance to come. We'll serve breakfast, pancakes, and sausage. We'll have a craft for the kids to do to make an ornament. And we're going to have professional photos with Santa. So Santa will be there to eat breakfast with y'all, and a professional photographer there to take those pictures. And also Sassy Cakes Bakery there in Locust Town Center is joining us, and they're going to be hosting a cookie decorating station. So lots of fun things for the kids to take home. Fun time for families right before Christmas to, you know, get to hang out with Santa.
Yeah, and that is that thing's filling up fast. So, you know, and Emily, the thing about this, I never thought, you know, we book a lot of bands and we deal with a lot of artists and that kind of thing through our job. And, you know, that can always be challenging, booking these guys mm-hmm. and, you know, with their egos and such. But I never knew getting Santa Claus on the schedule was as hard as what it's turned out for us.
Well,
you know what?
There's only one.
We have gone back and forth with this guy. We've negotiated. we've done all kinds of things. We've got him lined up. Now, don't think he's not coming because he's going to be there. But, man, this guy has given us a fit this year. I guess he's just really busy. I don't know.
Maybe so. Yeah, busy. Yeah. But you're right, Tate. Seats are filling up fast. We do have limited seating, so you need to make a reservation, which can be done online. Visit our website, locustnc.com, and there you'll find the link to where you register online. It's $8 per person for children and adults, so go ahead and do that before we run out of space.
I think it was the you throwing in the extra couple pancakes is what actually put him over the edge.
Maybe.
I think. But all
not
right,
talk
well,
him into it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, next thing we want to make you aware of, we got another leaf pickup coming up out in Locust. Our Public Works Department be working on this. This will be their second leaf pickup. They did a great job on the first one there in November. It's coming up December 19th, so go ahead and get those leaves piled up at the curb and ready for pickup on the 19th. Now, we tell you it may take a few days, but if they're as good as they were last time, it's mm-hmm. only going to take a day or so. So yeah. it'll be quick to get your yards cleaned up and ready for Christmas. And then finally, don't forget about our Veterans Memorial Golf Cart Drawing. Now, this is coming up December 21st at noon. We've got a little ceremony planned, and we're gonna draw this thing and give it away. It's going to be a great Christmas present for somebody. Mm-hmm. I can promise you that. We still have tickets on sale. I know, Emily, me and you made an appearance last week at the Oakburg Christmas Parade.
Yes.
In the golf cart. So hopefully you folks got a chance to see it. It's a really nice golf cart, and it goes to a really great cause. So mm-hmm. please help us support this. This
yep.
is our Veterans Memorial is a great plan. It's going to be a great addition to our town center. So we want to get this thing started just as soon as we can. And we know your support will help us do that. So don't forget about that. Well, Emily, I guess we've had parades. We've had turkey sandwiches. We're about to get all the holidays covered here. But it'll be Christmas here before you know it. And don't forget my present now.
Oh yeah. That's right. Your present.
I know I always have to remind you of that, Emily, for some reason. Well, anyway, Emily, it's time for your useless fact of the week.
Tate, did you know that the typical cloud weighs 1.1 million pounds?
All right, I got to ask, how do they know that?
I'll send you the link.
Okay.
They estimated how wide and how tall it was, which is like a square kilometer, I think, and then how many droplets of water take up so much space and.
Okay.
They estimated 1.1 million pounds.
All right.
It was really mathematical. Yeah, I don't think you'd follow.
You're getting way over me and Leon's head, let me tell you. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Okay.
There you go.
All right. All
it
right.
is useless.
Yeah, it is useless.
All right.
I'll
it meets
never
qualifications.
Use that one again.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, once again, you met the criteria for useless fact of the week, Emily. I can give you credit for
that. Well, they look so light and fluffy. You would never imagine that it would weigh 1.1 million pounds.
No, you wouldn't think that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Good fact. We'll roll with it. All right. Well, let's continue on. I know, Emily, we're working on our bands for 2016.
Yes,
excited. Can't wait to release those. We are excited about that. We'll be releasing that information soon. And folks, get out and visit us here in Locust. We got a lot going on, a lot to be thankful for. So come out and see us. And listen, if you haven't visited Locust lately, come on out and let us show you what a great place it is to live, work, and play.
Keeping your pet at their healthiest is now easier than ever thanks to Dr. Sam Griffin and the staff at Albemarle Animal Clinic and West Stanley Animal Clinic. Your pet will now have their own webpage called a pet portal, and you'll have access to pet information and records. You can update contact info, post photos of your pet, print proof of vaccination anytime, shop the online store, even order prescription refills. You can get your pet's food and medication at prices competitive to anywhere on the internet and pick them up at the office or have them delivered directly to your home. Plus, you can now get email and text reminders reminders when your pet needs their next visit. Yes, now your pet can have cutting-edge technology at no extra charge as a patient of the Albemarle Animal Clinic or the West Stanley Animal Clinic. That's where you'll get the best in pet care with services such as the Pet Portal and digital radiography at very affordable prices. Save time. Save running back and forth to the vet's office for supplies and save money on products and services. It's cutting-edge pet care at very competitive prices. Only at the Albemarle Animal Clinic, 2427 Bypass in Albemarle and West Stanley Animal Clinic in the Locust Town Center in Locust. You've been listening to West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly has been brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010wspc.com. Tune in again next week for West Stanley Weekly.